Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got day 19 of the dog days of podcasting for you. And we are, well more than halfway through this challenge. We're like, almost two-thirds of the way through this challenge, which is pretty fun. I'm really happy. This is my fourth year doing it, and I've been having fun this year, so I hope you have too. Today we had my birthday party, and it was a lot of fun, and a lot of food, and all sorts of joy. I had a big sushi platter, and I made mussels, and we had some amazing ribs, and Tech made me, our annual tradition is, see, I make cakes, and I make really good cakes, fancy, very nice looking, very good tasting. I've, humble brag, I've won competitions, you know, that sort of thing, but I'm not making a cake for myself on my birthday, so he goes out and he gets me a cake, but he gets me a cake wreck, and if you've ever been to the website, cakewrecks.com, you'll know what this is. It's a listing of all the times that people screw cakes up, but he gets it done on purpose, and this year was my favorite. It was, you know, happy birthday, my name misspelled, and then underneath it said, and don't make a mistake. And it was especially funny because he told me that he told them, and don't make a mistake. And I said, of course they're going to make a mistake. It's going to be a cake wreck. And he had asked me when he was at the store, he said, well, your choices are carrot cake or basic vanilla with chocolate. And I was like, carrot cake. We got to go with the carrot cake. And normally when a carrot cake is bought, I'm usually not a fan because they're pretty dry. I worked in a bakery when I was in high school, and we had some amazing carrot cake, and it's pretty much set the standard for all carrot cakes in the future. So often I normally only like, you know, homemade carrot cakes because they're moist. Well, this carrot cake was pretty amazing, and so kudos, Sobeys. You made a pretty darn good carrot cake, or at least the one in Angus did. So that was a lot of fun. I had a couple of 12 minutes to Destiny from Flying Monkey. Those are my hibiscus pale lagers. And I drank quite a few cups of a nice, not quite sparkling, but somewhere almost sparkling, actually, rosé called Patio 9, which apparently you can only get by going to the vineyard, and it's a vineyard that's connected to a golf course, so when you play 9 holes, when you stop for lunch in between your next 9 holes, you get a bottle of that, and wow, is it ever good. It's very tasty. I don't golf, and I don't want to have to golf, but I like that wine, so yeah, I'll take the wine. You do the golfing, I'll take the wine. How's that? I had a bunch of people over. It was pretty awesome. It was fun. And it was funny because we had had people over back in June when Tech got his Shodan. And so a lot of this people that came over are like, whoa, you changed everything in your house around. Everything's different. And the kids were the funniest because they were just like, wait, that was there, and that was there, and that was there, and that was there. Which is really funny. Having kids at our house is always starts with the same thing. Parents, just so you know, this is not a childproof house. There are knives somewhere in the house. I can't tell you where they all are. I have put the swords in their sheaths, but watch the kid. You know, since I can't tell you where all the swords are, we just keep an eye on the kid. And it seems to work pretty well. As long as you have that advance warning and the parents are like, yep, we're good with that. Okay, let's go. So that's always fun because my house is completely not kid safe, which is fine because we don't have kids and it works out really well. So we saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and it was in theaters, and it was really nice because I'm not sure if I talked about this. We have a theater here on base, and it is literally a walking distance. It's maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's, 10 blockishes away. I'm not sure. it takes a, maybe 15 minutes to walk it. Maybe less, and it's got a projector, a digital projector that is as good or better than the big multiplexes. It's got a great sound system, and the seats are awesome. They are wide, they recline, and there's about 6 feet per every row, so it is impossible for the person behind you to kick you. And it is impossible for you to run out of leg space, which is fantastic. Their popcorn is better than the regular movie theater, and it is priced better. Now, growing up, we never did movies much, but we never did, the popcorn thing. So it was never something I had to do. And when I was living in New York, often I would just, smuggle some cans of Coke, some Diet Coke in my jacket and, something to snack on, but because, prices were absolutely insanely expensive, but tech likes his popcorn. So, when we go to the movies, we get popcorn. And if you're going to a multiplex, you're going to pay $10 to $13 or more on the movie, depending on if it's 3D or not, which just to me is like, oh, we're just going to charge you because we want to. And then your popcorn and your concessions are also pretty expensive. And I understand why. In North America, that's where the theaters get their money from. But, two people going out to the movies, it can between popcorn and drinks and tickets and all the other stuff, it can cost you like $40, $50, which is kind of insane. But we go to the local theater and, the one on base, and this is going to cost anywhere between $5 and $7 per ticket. And the concessions, two sodas, a large bag of popcorn with butter and candy is under $10 because the theater on base they don't have to make money. They just have to break even. And that's all that they're doing. They're breaking even to pay for the movies that come in, which works for me. So it's a great viewing experience. It's cheaper. I love it. That's not the point of talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 2. But I really have to rave about it, and I can't wait. Next weekend, we're going to be going to see Dunkirk. One of the things that I like about the base theater is I'll go on Thursday, which is the cheap night, which is when it's $5. But because of Game of Thrones, that's when we record, I can't go to the movies on Thursday. So we're going to be going during the weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. The history of Dunkirk is really interesting. I'm pretty sure I'm going to cry because of the subject matter, but I hope it's a good movie and not just an exploitive movie. That's always the risk when it comes to something dealing with a piece of history like that. So we'll see, and I'm sure I'll talk about it. But I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 at the base theater, and I loved it. I would go back in a heartbeat to see it again. I can't wait for it to be on Netflix. I think you kind of need the first movie for laying of the groundwork, but I think you could probably still enjoy it if you hadn't seen the first movie. But why wouldn't you want to see the first movie? It is absolutely pure joy. Every time I watch the first movie on Netflix again, it just fills me with happiness. So the second movie has a lot less structured plot and a lot more of, hey, remember what you liked in the first movie? Well, we're going to do more stuff like that, in the sense of these great character moments and these funny scenes and things that you love about various characters. Oh, and we know that you like Baby Groot, so he's going to be a baby through the whole thing. And then, of course, you get your cutscene later, which is fantastic. And I will say, just like the first movie, the cutscene of the cutscene of Groot, you end up liking a million times more than the rest of the Groot, which you already really like him. He's pretty awesome. So I really dug it. I enjoyed it. I think that it's a lot of fun, and it'll be interesting because in the next Avengers movie, they're going to be Avengers Infinity War. They're bringing the Guardians of the Galaxy in. So there's going to be a long time because... So Guardians 1 happened, and then shortly after Guardians 2 happens, and then by the time they get to Infinity War, but in our world, it's been a little bit longer, but by the time they get to Infinity War, it's going to be a lot of time. So there's going to be a big time jump. And I think that'll be really interesting to see where everybody is, what's going on with everybody, where certain characters are, or how old they may be. I think that that will be really fun and exciting. And I'm really interested to see the galactic universe and what we've seen of Marvel's cinematic universe meeting. I think that that will be really interesting. Having the two meet. I mean, just imagine some of those characters interacting. That's going to be fantastic. So Guardians 2, so much fun. And one of the things that I really love about it is it has this overarching theme of family and how important family can be. But that family isn't always about blood. It's about who you choose as a family, which, you know, the first movie has that whole chosen family thing. But it's also about who raised you. And so there's a lot of stuff between Peter and Yondu. And to me, that's really important. So two of my brothers are adopted. And every now and then, growing up, I would get, well, how many kids are in your family? Well, how many real kids are in your family, or how many real siblings? What are you talking about? The number is the same. It's 9. And people commenting, there have been some hateful things from people that were trying to hurt my mother by saying that she was not the mother of my brother. She wasn't his real mom and things like that. Never from him. Custody battle nonsense. And I'm sorry, no. it's who you are raised with. That is family, and blood does not matter. And it's always very hurtful when, adoption is portrayed in the media. Like, I got out and out upset with Dexter because of that. Dexter as a series, it will never be on the Dinner in a Movie. Although, honestly, after the... Watch the John Lithgow season and then don't watch anymore, and it's a good show. But anything past that, it got me really, really angry because suddenly they forgot that Deb and Dexter were family. And, you know, adoption does not change the rules. It is 100% the same. And that's what I liked about Guardians so much. So being from a family with adopted siblings, I felt it was really important to me that kind of a thing was shown. And, you know, Yondu's not the best role model. He is not the best person you want for family. But at the same time, he was there and he did the best that he could. And you know, there's a little bit of a redemptive arc there and a little retconning and whatnot. But, it is what it is, and family is what family is. And the person who raises you is your family. And, you know, sometimes that's not such a good thing. Not everyone should be raising kids. But family is who takes care of you. And that, to me, was super, super important. Because, I'm sorry, there is no difference between my brothers and any of my other brothers or sisters. And as a matter of fact, when, you know, people bring up all sorts of nonsense, my brother, one particular brother, is more like my mom and dad than any of our siblings. and you can see it all right there. So I just wish sometimes when people were, you know, portraying adoption and adopted families on TV or in the movies, that they would actually talk to somebody who is adopted or have adopted siblings or children or whatever. But they tend not to do that. Guardians is one of the few times they got it right. And I'm super, super happy that they did. So go watch Guardians of the Galaxy. Get your Mary Poppins on. Get that feel-good sensation. Enjoy it. And you're going to pair this with a cake-wrecked birthday carrot cake. Because that's what I had today.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.